Okay, everybody, we are back, and this is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show coming to you live right here on RadioSaintPete.com. If you have not been listening from the beginning, and you were just
Shame on you, absolutely.
If you are just joining us, let me tell you that here in the studio, we have my little girl, Hannah Claire. We have my blushing bride, Stephanie. We have my boy, Ty Gann, and my name is Mark, and I am your host. We have 1 hour to go, everybody. We talked about all kinds of fun things the first half. This half, we got some other stuff to talk about. Plus, we have Stump the Chump.
Yes.
Oh, if you want to give us a call, if you're just joining in, please give us a call at 727-498-0502.
Yes.
If you want to win Joe's money, $100, call that same number, 727-498-0502. If you're shy about talking on the radio, tweet us.
Tweet it.
That's another great way to get a hold of us during the show. And you do that at Marco Radio Show 1.
Yes.
We haven't had any calls or any tweets this show. Damn it!
Spike did tweet.
Oh, Spike.
Spike tweeted that he was tuning in.
Oh, good. Thank you, Spike.
So, thank you, Spike.
I hope you're having a good Friday evening.
Good Friday evening to you.
Good listen.
Anyway, all right. So before the break, I said I wanted to talk about North Korea.
Yes. You know,
so as we Americans were all celebrating our independence, North Korea and the maniac Kim Jong-un were trying out their new ICBM. Hannah Claire, you know what an ICBM is?
I don't think it's a computer.
I see a bowel
ICBM would be an intercontinental ballistic missile.
Intercontinental bowel movement.
Yeah. Well, they fired one off 4th of July, headed straight toward the good old USA, in more particular, toward Alaska.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, great.
Now, I don't think it reached Alaska, but I think after the test was done, they determined that it very well could have reached Alaska.
If somebody with half a brain had built it.
You know what I saw, Ty? And I thought that this was very interesting. The way that those, or at least the way that they launched this thing is, they fire that thing up into the atmosphere, like up into the edge of space.
Yeah.
And then it comes down. They don't just shoot that thing.
No.
I would have thought that it would just would have come across the ocean.
No. Yeah. Here it comes.
Just beeline it right at you.
Takes too much rocket propellant.
I guess, yeah. So it goes way up and then it comes way down.
Yep. Way down. Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of people are up in arms about it. I think we should all be a little bit nervous about this whole situation just because Kim Jong-un is a maniac. I mean, he's killed quite a few of his family members just because.
Just felt like it.
Just because.
Well, pissed me off.
Just because they said something bad about his haircut.
Or they didn't clap or,
yeah,
you know, they smiled.
They weren't listening to the propaganda that's going on. Apparently, they have to have in their household a TV dialed into the propaganda channel that runs 24/7 day long.
It's a radio.
It
has to be set at a certain volume.
Right. So you can hear it throughout the house.
Right.
Can you imagine how annoying that would be?
I'd
be willing to kill that little bastard myself.
And they can come in
and
check.
Mm-hmm.
They also will come in and check when they check your radio volume. They also check the mandatory pictures of the Supreme Leader.
Not only him, but you have to have like
his father
dad
and his grandfather.
Whole family tree.
And
everyone's killed.
They white glove them to make sure that there's no dust.
So yeah, when you wake up in North Korea, your ass better be dusting those frames.
Right.
Every day.
Every
Before
day.
Before you eat, you're dusting those frames. And you're turning that radio in. That radio has to play 24/7.
24/7.
So even in your sleep, it's
yes.
like subliminal messages.
Yes. Yeah. It's creepy,
right?
Is what it is. It's creepy.
Well, we'll be bombing them shortly.
You know what, Ty? And that's one of the things that I wanted to bring up here. I listen to this radio show on a daily basis, and every once in a while they have a segment that I am I'm going to steal it. I'm stealing it tonight.
Uh-oh.
Oh,
and,
God.
Yeah.
Can we do that?
I mean, I feel bad about it,
But don't take their name.
Right. Well, the segment is called How Will It End? So here this maniac is on a tear developing these new missiles and rockets and things like that. And it seems like just about once a week, he's test firing one. Now, just on the 4th of July, he sent one our way that very well could have reached Alaska.
But it didn't.
Well, it didn't, but it could have. Now, here's the thing.
Did it have anything in there?
No, it did not. Now, here's the thing that I heard earlier this week is they are building the rockets. They're fairly successful at that, but they don't have a clue how to make them nuclear.
I doubt that.
I would like to think
Russia knows.
Well, yeah, Russia knows.
Pretty sure China knows.
Isn't it the UN? Didn't the UN, however many years ago, say, look, all the nukes have to go away? Now, does that mean that Russia just destroyed all theirs and we destroyed all ours?
No.
Or are they just in a closet somewhere, just
waiting to be dusted
off and aimed
at
somebody?
No, we know we still have nukes.
Sure.
That was one of the biggest conversations when Trump was elected, was that he's got the keys to the button.
Okay, so if that's the case, if we have them and Russia has them, why can't he have them? Why can't Kim Jong-un have them?
Because they're not that bright.
Well, no, and he's a...
Because he
like
killed
said,
the guy who knew where they were.
Well, he's a maniac, but...
But
the thing is, I mean, he's a small country. As a defense...
Fat ass.
As a defense mechanism, wouldn't you like to have a little bit of, you know, a show of power? A show of might?
No, they're not allowed.
I don't want them to have it. The UN says you can't have it. The UN says that we can't have them, but, yeah, I think we do.
Pretty sure we're allowed to have ours.
Yeah, we have ours.
We're allowed to have
ours. But because we've acted so responsibly, we're allowed to keep them.
No.
Russia, too?
It's because we had so many, they weren't willing to try to take them.
Well, okay. If you have so many, how do you dispose of them safely?
Where do they go?
But we're not. They're just hanging out.
Right.
No, but Dad's question is, why can't North Korea have one?
Right. Or two.
Because it... They're not
responsible
enough,
right,
you know, to have the keys to the car. And the rest of the world, you know, they may support him or not support him, whatever, with the communist regime.
Is Dennis Rodman still over there?
They still don't feel he's responsible enough.
Is he safe?
I think Dennis Rodman, you know...
That is the strangest thing ever.
It's the strangest relationship I've ever seen. And I just have to think... Dennis Rodman is a... he's a character.
Oh, yeah.
He's very interesting.
I mean, to say the least, he's a little bit goofy, right? So I can almost imagine him over there with Kim Jong-un, like having, like, tickle fights.
Well, I mean, you've seen the interview, haven't you?
Yeah, I did. Right.
It's one of those strange combinations like Martha Stewart and Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
Who are like BFFs forever.
Well, and like Snoop
forever.
Dogg and Willie Nelson.
Right.
Yeah.
They're like super best friends.
I think that's because of the cannabis connection.
There's one
they've
main
got, they've got a strain
connection.
They have a strain
together, all three of them.
Yes.
Snoop, Martha, and... Yeah.
Look, you don't get that creative with your homemaking without
you think Martha's
a little...
into the dro?
That's not even a question.
She's a hardcore OG.
She did time, son.
Right.
She's probably got a tat and everything.
A prison tat?
Prison tat.
She's got the teardrops now.
She's got a prison wife who's doing a stretch for murder.
Right.
But she goes and visits up at Sing Sing every other weekend.
Brings her cigarettes. Yeah, man.
And a hot cooked meal.
For real.
She had to cut a bitch with the crinkle cut scissors.
Yeah, right.
Sneaking in contraband up her butt.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Festive little bags.
Yeah.
Martha's straight up.
Right.
That's funny.
Don't mess with Martha.
So getting back to North Korea in this segment I'm stealing from this show, how will it end? Tygen, what do you think is going to happen?
Oh.
Jeez.
I think we're going to just nuke them off the earth, and then we're going to be in big trouble.
Well, see, I don't think we can do that.
No, we can't do it, but I think it's going to happen anyway.
South Korea is
the
way
Cheeto's
too close.
The Cheeto's not that bright.
Have you ever seen...
that's why we'll be in trouble.
Right.
Well, hopefully people will wrangle the Cheeto and not let him do whatever he wants. excuse me, to do. Have you ever seen the shots from space of Korea?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's crazy.
North Korea is pitch black.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, you can see where it is, but it's pitch black.
Yep.
And I have a feeling, this is how I feel like it's going to end, okay? He keeps antagonizing, okay? Not just us, but Japan and China.
Well,
his capabilities.
His shenanigans are, you know, the whole world is watching.
Right. Yeah. We have come so far recently to say, okay, don't push us, little man. You know what I'm saying? Because things are about to get strange. Now,
you act like they're talking to Peter Dinklage.
Yeah. I think what's going to happen, and I think it's probably going to happen here very soon, I think we're going to wake up one morning and there's going to be headlines, breaking news, where North Korea, no longer exists. It is gone. It is gone black forever. We have erased North Korea. It is now called, it's just called Korea. There's no North, there's no South, it's just Korea.
Yeah, but what happens to all the people in Korea?
So are you saying, do you suppose that all the people that live there are like captives?
Yeah.
Because they live under that regime?
I think so.
I think so, too.
I mean,
a lot of people try to get out of there.
Yeah.
Like you said, you wouldn't be about it.
No.
This has been going on for so long.
Yeah, don't you think
that's
at some point...
Know.
That's all they know.
Don't you think at some point, yeah, that's all you know, and then you probably just give in. I mean, it's almost like getting a life sentence in prison. It's like,
yeah, but still,
I mean,
wouldn't
you
want to
be free? You can only
fight
it for so long before you realize you're not going anywhere.
Yeah, but still, if you had the chance, you'd want to be freed.
Do they understand freedom? Mm.
Right.
And see, I don't think a lot of them do.
Probably
because they
not.
Don't know. You know, they've been told their whole lives
how
bad the Americans are and how bad our way of life is and, you know, total chaos and anarchy.
Well, when was it that North and South separated? I mean, probably before
the Korean War.
I don't know what year or anything like that. And it's basically just an armistice now. Basically, we all decided to put our arms down just to end the war.
Right.
Nobody really won.
Which is why there's that demilitarized zone.
Right.
With the death robots.
What?
You haven't heard about those?
No,
they've got like...
Enlighten me.
They've got automated turrets that like move around, like drones, that just have machine guns.
Hmm.
Yeah.
On our side or their side
their
or both?
Side.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, and I hear that the North Korean army, they're a pretty crack team. I mean, they're pretty good. They're like ninjas and stuff.
Well, they probably recruit them from childhood.
Right.
You know, it's like Russian gymnastics.
So why don't we do this? Why don't we, instead of bombing North Korea, why don't we bomb South Korea?
No.
And just go, all right, buddy, look what we did to the nice guys.
Yeah. No, that's not an option. I'm going for more of an interview tactic. And maybe that's why Dennis Rodman is really there.
Okay.
You've seen the size of that earring he wears.
Well, right.
Maybe that's got the poison in it.
Do we not know? I mean, North Korea is not that large, and I meant to look that up before the show. How big an area is North Korea? I mean, if you like compared it to a state, is it as big as Texas? Is as big as...
Maybe.
Who knows?
Yeah.
You know, how big is it? And with our CIA, with our intelligence, I'd like to think that that's what those guys get paid for. They get paid to know where this jackass is at all times.
Well,
why
supposedly...
Why can't we pinpoint his ass and take him out?
Supposedly, practically no one knows where he is at any given time. You know, there've been rumors that he's not staying in the palace, which probably means he is staying in the palace.
Well, it's always dark over there, so how could you tell?
Well, it's not Alaska.
They don't turn the lights on.
That's only after dark. During the daytime,
the sun
is out.
You'd be so distracted because all you could hear all day is that propaganda bullshit.
Oh, yeah.
My ears would be ringing. I'd be
and
like,
it's everywhere you go.
When you see a cartoons and when people are starting to go crazy, they just see the spirals.
Right.
I feel like that's what I'd look like if I was walking around North Korea.
Well, that's pretty much what they look like.
Get me out of here.
That's what they want.
Yeah. But no, I go
give
for...
Give me kimchi or give me death.
You know, snipers or, you know, take out the ruler. And
yeah, Hammer of Dawn.
And see what happens. Yeah. You know, don't destroy the planet.
I would like to have some faith in our intelligence community that we know exactly where this guy is at all times. And if we wanted to, if he keeps playing his games, that we could just take him out like that.
Well,
not hurt anybody else, not all the captives.
We still need UN approval.
Well, you know what? The UN has got to, you know, get off the schneid here. And it's like... you know, what are we going to do, fellas? We're going to keep letting this asshole practice?
Right.
You know, one day he's going to get good at it and, you know, really hurt some people.
You know, they keep him implementing more sanctions.
They don't allow anybody to have anything anyway.
To me, that only hurts the people. Yeah. I mean, just because they, you know, limit the amount of sugar that can come into the country, I'm sure, you know, Kim Jong-un can have... you know, a 5-pound bag of sugar in his coffee in the morning.
Looks like
you know,
this.
it's not stopping him.
He's not going hungry.
Yeah.
So the U.S. General Vincent Brooks, he's the commander of the troops based in Seoul, said, self-restraint, which is a choice, is all that separates armistice and war.
Yes.
Basically saying, don't push it.
Yeah, but he keeps pushing. He keeps pushing. I mean,
we haven't done anything.
No. He's like an insolent child.
But that's what I'm saying. That's what's going to happen. We're going to wake up one morning and we will have pushed the button.
Yep.
I'm telling you.
And history will remember this as the Battle of the Babies.
And
yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That could be, Ty. I like that.
Yeah.
I do like that. Anyway, do we want to play Stump the Chump?
We can.
Okay. Before we play Stump the Chump, we do need to take a break. Now, what we have left here on the show, we have movies and entertainment. I have some good stuff as far as that goes. And then I have a couple other little stories. And then I always like to wrap it up with my my quotes.
Yes.
So.
Take a break?
Yeah.
Come back with Stump the Chump?
Yeah, we can.
I mean, you say that like maybe we can, maybe we can't.
No, go right ahead.
Okay.
I'm just waiting for you to ask what the, you know.
Oh, Stephanie, what would be the theme of our Stump the Chump this evening?
Well, today
is
someone's birthday, a famous person.
Oh, really?
A member of the Beatles.
Oh, shit.
Alive? Still alive?
Alive.
Oh, it's got to be Paul McCartney.
And it's not.
It's the one with the nose.
Yes.
They got that other one, too. You know.
Yeah, you know, the forgotten Beatle. Right. So our Stump the Chump is about Ringo Starr.
Ringo Starr, everybody.
Oh, man.
Uh-oh.
Yep. So good luck.
All right, everybody.
Hardly even a Beatle.
We are going to take a short little break.
Poor Ringo.
When we come back, we're going to play our Ringo Starr birthday version of Stump the Chump.
Birthday.
We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on RadioSaintPete.com. When we come back, get ready to be stumped.
We'll be by right Star.
By Star.
1, 2, 1, woo! Young boy done me bad, went and did you wrong. Young boy done me bad, I went and did you wrong. And I got high eyes. Lord, I got high. Now I got a bone to pick with you, and I'm sure you know it's true. Oh, one day when you're looking back, sad. When you're young, you get sad. When you're young, you get sad. And you get high. Oh, mate. Mm-hmm.
you get high, you get high. Ooh, the days of rain would fall your way. Ooh, the days of rain would fall your way. And you'd be high, cause you got sad, cause you got sad.
Everybody, we are back. This is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show, coming to you live as we do every Friday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. right here on RadioSaintPete.com. The name of that song was To Be Young Is To Be Sad, and that's by Ryan Adams. I like that song. It's got a... It's almost fun. It has sort of a Bob Dylan-ish sort of...
funky.
Jangly.
Yeah.
You know, so I like it. I like that song. Ryan Adams, everybody. To be young is to be sad. So Hannah, during the break, was telling us that she saw something where people are having their noses removed.
Yeah.
Now, let me...
What is that
about? Let me just say something to you people. Hannah has always been into, like, the piercing...
Modifications.
The modifications, the tattoos, and things like that.
And the hair.
I don't even know where you would go to find a story about people removing their noses. Where do you find that, Hannah?
Instagram. I follow crazy tattoo and piercing people,
I guess. You were saying that the purpose for people removing their noses is so that they look like...
a skull.
Living skulls?
Yes.
Are they also removing their eyes?
No. No, but the particular person that I saw, his eyes were tattooed black.
Oh.
His eyeballs, like eyeballs.
Like the whites of his eyes were tattooed.
Yeah, the gooey bit. Yeah.
Yeah,
black.
Okay, so when they
people wonder why the aliens won't come talk to us.
These are the people that are leaving their trash on the beach.
No, they're probably not.
Yeah, right. They're probably members of society.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and he has his whole entire face tattooed red.
Red?
Because I don't know. Apparently, somewhere maybe not here, but there's some red skull villain.
Yeah, that's Captain America's main bad guy.
Yeah, okay, well, this guy is trying to look like him in real life.
Did you see it before and
he's
after?
A Nazi.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Yeah, before he had his face all red, like...
Was it a big nose?
I know, like, I could not find, like, the before, but it was, like, the right after.
Well, what's in there? Boogers. If you take your nose off, I mean, what's...
Well,
boogers?
It still had, like, the little line down the middle, but it looked like a little, like, pig nose. I don't know.
They just invert it?
They just cut off the mushy
bit. Oh, my God.
Like, okay, you know, okay, Jesus. You feel your nose.
And then tattoo around it?
Yeah.
To give it shading?
Okay, just like kind of like from the corners of your nose.
Yeah.
You know, take, you know, paper cut it up.
Ew.
Like a triangle.
How do you decide to do that?
I don't know.
I mean, Red Skull is a Nazi, so why are you doing that?
This guy's,
I've always thought about people that...
I didn't support it.
Commit,
I'm just saying what I saw.
Horrific crimes and things like that. You know, I think probably we have all at one time in our lives said, I'm going to kill that guy.
Oh, yeah.
But then to actually go through with it, to plan it.
Yeah, that's...
To then get right up to the point and... And if you don't have that in you that goes, what the hell are you doing?
Right.
What am I thinking?
The planning is half the fun.
Cutting my nose off? Like, yeah.
And that's the same thing. It's like, how are you going to cut your nose? How do you
you're going to pay somebody.
How do you get to the operating table and go, I'm still in it to win it. Cut this damn thing off.
The craziest part about all these modifications are, it's... not under any anesthetic.
Oh, see, that's just wrong.
Wow. You're not sleeping. No. They give you a topical nummy and start slicing.
No.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you something.
These people aren't human.
Look, we a couple weeks ago, we went through the whole thing with my oral surgery that I did.
I get a paper cut and get woozy. Hey, listen, don't come at me too. With a scalpel and my nose.
Let me tell you something. On Monday, 9 o'clock Monday morning, as a matter of fact, I forgot to tell him that at work, 9 o'clock Monday morning, I have to go back to the dentist.
Right.
And they're going to take, you know, some pictures, and I think it might be a cleaning.
We're going to take some pictures.
I'm already thinking, okay, I got to start dosing up on my ibuprofen. I got to start slathering on my Oragel.
Freaking out. Yeah.
They're going to touch my mouth.
They're going to touch my mouth again.
Yeah, no.
I don't understand why some people just have such a threshold for pain.
Get their belly buttons removed.
What does that involve? I always heard that when I was a kid, that if you untie your belly button, your ass
falls off. Yeah. Right. Yeah, I don't know.
Is that
not
what happens?
I'm convinced that's what happens. That's what we've always been told. This is a family. That's what we think. I've been convinced.
It's knotted at both ends.
You guys have convinced me of some pretty crazy things that I have found out in my adult life are untrue.
Sorry.
But still, yeah, I mean, that doesn't seem healthy. Like, I feel like you need that.
To breathe. You're not like a whale or anything.
Well, still, I don't know. I feel like it's important.
I mean, it was important when you were in utero. It's not so important when you come
right out. Doesn't it feel weird when you touch it? Like, it feels weird.
I'm feeling mine right now.
I don't know. I have mine pierced, and that's no big deal because that's just like the little flap of skin above. But I mean, I couldn't imagine. I feel like your belly button goes down deep in there, you know? Well, isn't it like a root?
I think it goes all the way through to your
butt. I feel like it's
it goes
a root.
All the way through to your butt.
I don't know. That's,
you got a balloon knot at each end.
I don't think it's just there. I feel like it's like rooted or something. I don't know.
Nasty.
Weird.
People are removing them and it's weird.
But Hannah Claire, you're part of that whole. That whole thing.
I'm not necessarily part of
that
it.
Whole counterculture.
That freaks. I mean, I got my nose pierced, my tongue.
You pierced you pierced your own lip. You did it yourself.
I remember that.
I pierced my own lip a couple of times, guys. I never told you. And my ear once.
I helped.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
pierced your wrist.
I got my wrist
that's
pierced.
Right. That was disgusting.
That was horrible. Weird.
That
yeah,
was
that
terrible.
I still.
That
yeah.
was a really bad phase.
That was weird.
That made
on my
me
part.
So queasy every time.
It made me queasy
that
too.
That truly was the time in your life when I thought,
we're killing
this one's
her.
Gotta go.
We didn't cook this one enough.
Yeah,
something
we're
wrong.
Let's set her out by the curb.
Will the fire station still take her?
Yeah. Right. Is it too late?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I agree.
Maybe you should just set her on fire.
I mean, I pierced my lip with a blow dart. Not like from a blow dart, but like the dart of a blow dart. And the worst part was, this is going to get a little graphic, when I was piercing, I couldn't get it all the way through, like the inside bit.
Yeah.
So I just bit it through.
Oh, Hannah. Oh, my God.
Well,
I was determined. Jesus. I got it halfway. I heard the first pop. We weren't looking back.
That pop is the worst. Mm. Now, when I was...
try through the top of your ear. That's four pops.
Well,
cartilage.
Back in the early 80s, when everybody had to have an earring, I had to have one.
Yeah.
Left ear.
Right is wrong.
Yeah, right is wrong. I had it in the left ear, and I did it myself. It was me, Chris Allinson, and my girlfriend at the time, Andrea, and I remember that the only pin that we had was one of those big-ass bobby pins.
A big diaper pin.
Yeah, big industrial things.
Oh, my God.
Big industrial.
And I'm like, I'm queasy about anything like that, you know. So we got good and inebriated, and you know, everybody's telling me, you know, you got to squeeze your ear, you know, that kind of thing. And finally, I got the nerve up to do it, and I remember I poked it, and I had squeezed my ear enough that it had gone a little bit numb, and I got it halfway through.
Yeah.
Ugh. And then I was like terrified and I started getting, you know,
woozy. There was blood, I'm sure.
And I had to sit down and then they were like, you just got to go for it. So I pushed it and I heard that pop and I almost passed out.
Yeah. Done.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I said, in the ear, it's four if you're going through cartilage.
Ugh.
Gross.
Ugh.
And it's brutal.
Well, I am so glad that that phase is over.
Yeah, because that now that makes me queasy. I can't even
even
imagine doing it now. Like, I don't know what happened, what clicked, but I'm glad it did because
finally.
Oof. Well, I remember distinctly you and I sitting at the beach, just the two of us, and you were like, I want to get my nose pierced. I want to get my nose pierced. And I was like, no, Hannah, you're too young for one thing, and I don't want you to get your nose pierced.
Yeah, it was like 14 or something.
Yeah, I like your little nose. And you just kept on and on and on.
I was hounding you.
And so finally I decided, okay, I'm going to call her bluff. So we walked from the beach up to the place, which was right across Golf Boulevard, and they're like, oh, well, you got to, you know, are you a parent? I was like, yes, I'm a parent. Well, you got to get this notarized. And the whole time I'm thinking, okay, cool. One more obstacle.
Yeah. Right.
We're not gonna
She's
get
backing
this done.
Out. She's going right. to back out.
And I was like, well, sorry, honey. I mean, we're not going to be able to get to a notary until like Monday, you know, that kind of thing. You know, going to let it wear off.
Right.
You know?
Let it calm down.
And then they go, oh, no, right next door, Ricky T's, there's a notary, one of the bartenders.
One of the bartenders.
I was like, oh, shit.
So
we go like, in. I'm hoping she's already gone home for the day.
Right. No. Yeah.
So for $2... She notarizes this thing. We go back in, and I'm still hoping that Hannah, you know, freaks out at the very end. She sat in that chair like a trooper. I'm about to pass out.
Right.
I know I was white as a ghost. She didn't make a noise. She didn't cry, nothing. I was like, oh, my God.
Oh, my God. And you should have seen the size of this ring they threw through my nose. Oh, my God. It was brutal. It was like the biggest ring they could have put in my nose.
Yeah, it's like...
It was terrible.
Gross. Yeah.
Anyway.
Ugh.
So good parenting on my part.
Yeah.
Anyway, before the break, we said we were going to play Stump the Chump, and we said that it was going to be a special birthday version of Stump the Chump.
Yes.
And Stephanie, whose birthday would that be?
Ringo Starr.
Ringo Starr's birthday, everybody. Is it today?
It is today.
It is today. All right, everybody. Do we have our bells, our ringers, our hooters?
Yes.
Let's play Stump the Chump.
All right. Question one.
Yes.
In what year was Ringo born?
1942.
No. Lower.
38.
Higher.
Oh.
40.
40.
Sorry.
Hannah.
That's the name of this game. Just yell it out.
Yell it out. No, ring. What?
Go. Ringo.
What is Ringo Starr's real name?
George Starkey.
No.
Yes, it is.
The last name is correct. The first name is incorrect.
It's not George?
It's not George.
No. Reginald?
No.
Regina?
Reynold?
More of a dick.
Richard?
Oh, it is Richard. Damn it.
We'll give that one to Dad. He got the last name.
Richard Starkey.
Richard Starkey. Right. How old was Ringo when he joined the Beatles?
20.
Hannah. No.
Shit.
25.
No. Ty.
18.
No.
32.
No.
Oh, is he the youngest one?
He is.
18.
The oldest one.
He's the oldest one. Oh, he was 38.
No.
49.
Ty?
24?
No. Little younger.
23. 22.
No. 22.
I'm 22.
He was your age when he joined the Beatles.
And I cannot stop looking at you with that headdress on.
I know, and it's like killing me.
I'm going to take a picture and tweet it.
It's breaking my neck.
Yeah, you got to tweet that.
I could not imagine having like a big wrap of dreadlocks.
It's a good thing you don't wear your headphones. I don't know. I mean, how would you fit them on?
Yeah,
you'd have to wear them under your chin.
It would be better because it might keep it on a little steadier.
Right.
That's take the problem. It's a little slippy.
Off your neck.
All right, what's the next question?
Which Beatles song featuring Ringo Starr as the lead singer became the title song for a 1968 animated film? Mark.
Yellow Submarine.
Yes.
We all live in
so
a
Mark
house
has two, money. Hannah has two, Ty is not on the board. I Wanna Be Your Man was written for Ringo, but then given to another band to sing. Who was the other band?
The Who.
No.
The Rolling Stones.
Yes. And with
hold on,
that,
let me let that dog in. Hold
Dad
on.
Has three.
Not fair.
Not fair.
Get in here.
Damn dog.
God damn it.
Yeah. Way to go, Tilly.
God damn it, Andy.
She's missing out on the Ringo Starr trivia.
All right, let's go.
On July 7th.
Wait a minute. What's the score?
Mark has three. Hannah has two.
I have three.
Ty is not
that's
on the board.
That's all that matters.
Yeah, that's all that matters. On July 7th, 2010, 7 years ago, Ringo's birthday, Ringo and his all-star band were performing at Radio City Music Hall in New York. As the concert ended, what former bandmate of Ringo's came on the stage to wish him a happy 70th birthday, Tyler?
Paul McCartney.
Yes.
Well, yeah, because he was the only one alive.
Yeah.
Came on
It'd be weird if John showed up.
Him in the face.
Or it was Pete Best and walked on and kicked him in the nuts.
Yeah, right.
Happy birthday, Big Nose. You stole my thunder and all my money.
Which Beatles album featured Octopus's Garden, which was written by Ringo Starr Mark?
Sergeant Pepper's.
No. Hannah.
Yellow Submarine.
No. Ty?
The White Album.
The White Album that has it.
No, but that's not where it was first released.
Oh, I know. Revolver.
No. Ty?
Abbey Road.
Yes.
Yes! Damn it!
And with that, Ty has two, Hannah has two, Mark has three. In the mid-80s, Ringo provided the voice for the narrator, Mr. Conductor, in what children's TV series, Mark?
Thomas and the Tank Engine, or Thomas the Tank Engine.
Thomas the Tank Engine.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yes, Ringo was Mr.
Who
was, Conductor.
Who was next after him?
George
bonus
Carlin.
Question. George Carlin.
George Carlin.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I remember Thomas and the Tank Engine. I won.
You won, but I do have one bonus question.
All right, what is it?
Ringo's son Zach, who is also a drummer, played drums with what band at the halftime show for Super Bowl 44?
Plays
with them often.
It's probably what's his name? What's the little Filipino guy?
Oh, Bruno Mars.
Bruno Mars.
Not Bruno Mars.
Oh.
No, it's what? Somebody old school.
Just say Aerosmith.
It.
No.
No.
CeeLo?
44? 44.
So that would have been 6 years
50.
Ago. The last one was 50.
Steven Tyler?
6 years ago.
Taylor Swift?
The Who.
The Who.
Nice.
He plays randomly with
So not only did I win, but I got the bonus question.
So I guess he's a better drummer than his dad.
I could be said.
Hey, what's the kid, Led Zeppelin, John Bonham, Jason Bonham?
Yes.
He's touring around. He was actually, I think he was in town not too long ago playing with some sort of like an all-star band that had some pretty big hitters in it.
Mm-hmm.
Who was that he was playing with? I can't remember, but it was supposed to be pretty good. He's supposed to be really good.
And actually,
oh, I think it's a Led Zeppelin tribute band.
Well, maybe. Ringo's all-star band actually over the years has had some pretty amazing other musicians in it.
Yeah, well, they're all-stars, honey.
Well, yeah, you know.
Not
but,
Paul McCartney, though.
No.
He's too busy doing
his own thing. He's too busy making billions of dollars.
Well, what else is interesting is as a solo artist, Ringo has actually had more
hits
than Paul McCartney.
Really?
Like what?
Yeah.
Even with Wings?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
I find that
hard
to believe.
I was fascinated.
I mean, I can't name one Ringo song right off the bat.
I really can't either, but that's I was reading up on everything. He's had more top 100 hits.
So are you saying that your research did not provide any a list of songs?
Oh, I could have, but I didn't print
it. So you're a skimmer as well.
Well, yes. Mm-hmm. Well, what do you think? I have to read everything? I'm not a stay-at-home mom.
Neither am I.
I think that was an excuse that was used a couple of weeks ago by Dad and his skimming.
Oh, all right.
I'm not a stay-at-home mom.
Did I say that?
Yes. Who is?
I didn't mean to.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about movies and entertainment. Okay, so did anybody see any movies? Anybody go to the theater?
No.
We got some big movies coming out here. Some things that I wouldn't actually mind going back to the theater and seeing. What was the movie that we saw in the theater? Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman.
Okay. Wonder Woman gave me a whole new
theater experience.
The
Cobb Theater is
awesome.
Yes,
it's fantastic. I'd go back to that.
Okay.
I would go back to that. And Tygen, what movie do you think I want to go see that's coming out?
Spider-Man.
No.
Oh, I really want to see Spider-Man.
Spider-Man is supposed to... Listen, I was listening to a movie critic on the radio the other day, and he said, Spider-Man, even though the commercials seem kind of hokey, great movie.
I love the new Spider-Man kid.
Yeah.
I think he's funny.
He's doing a really good job.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be a great movie. The one I want to see is the Planet of the Apes one.
Yeah.
Oh.
War for the Planet of the Apes. That's
Rise
the one I want
to
see.
Planet of the War of the Apes.
What is it called?
It's something like that.
I think it's War for... I got it here somewhere.
Rise of the War of the Planet of the Apes.
Yeah, yeah, that one.
The hole in the bottom of the sea.
On the frog in the lawn.
That's the one I want to go see.
Oh, I thought you were singing Yellow Submarine.
No.
Where am I? I'm still lost all day long.
You're lost.
But yeah, that looks cool. Have you seen the first two?
I saw the original.
All right, well, this is a bit different.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you know, there's another Sharknado coming out.
Oh,
Sharknado 5 is going to come out August 6th.
All right.
That's coming out.
I think they've milked it.
Yeah, jumped the shark.
Hey, this movie that's called Big Sick.
Yes, that one looks
fantastic.
Really good.
Yeah.
It does, yes.
That one looks really good, really
sorry,
funny.
I wasn't paying attention.
I was texting.
If you're looking for a movie this weekend, the Tampa Bay Times critic Steve Persall recommends these five. Number one, The Big Sick. Number two, Baby Driver, which I was disappointed with the soundtrack. Number three, Spider-Man.
Yes.
Number four, The Beguiled. And number five, Despicable Me 3.
Mm.
Now this.
How are there only three Despicable Me's and five Sharknados?
But I think there's a Minion movie.
Now the war, here it is, Ty. It's called The War for the Planet of the Apes. That comes out July 14th. So that's like next weekend.
All right.
Right?
Yeah.
We should go to the theater and
see. We should.
That'll be.
Is that next weekend?
July 14th. Well, oh. Today's the 7th. Yeah.
Yeah. Next weekend is a very, very busy weekend.
Yeah, we got stuff going on.
Oh, Ty's stuff.
Yeah, Ty, we've got a show.
Damn it.
Mark has a show. Ty has a show.
Our shows are on the same damn day.
Brass Mug.
Brass Mug. So go to the Brass Mug over in Tampa on the
14th.
It's a free show. You're going to hear a bunch of this. Song's called Martial Law, everybody. And that, as a matter of fact, is Ty Ginn singing.
Yeah.
If you can call it. Martial Law, everybody.
I gotta get you the new stuff, because isn't on any of this.
So, Martial Law, Brass Mug, over in Tampa, next Friday night?
Next Friday night.
So, next Friday night, we gotta do the show and then boogie over there.
Boogie. Yep.
Are you gonna be on the show, or are you gonna be over at the Brass Mug before us?
No, I'm gonna be on the show.
All right, good.
All right, good.
Because I don't think we're going on till later, because... We're actually opening for the main band.
Yeah, I mentioned the Sharknado is coming out with their fifth installment.
Yes, yeah. Unfortunately.
It's coming out. Let's see, the Superman movie.
What Superman movie? What?
I'm not Superman, Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
That's out already.
Peter Parker.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Hey, one of the things that Mom and I like to do is watch TCM, the classics. And there was an interesting one. It was actually a Twilight Zone episode that was on the other night. And the episode was called The Shelter. And it was basically like back in the 50s where, you know, you've got these neighborhoods, you know, you're post-World War II, and you're worried about the bomb.
Yeah.
So a lot of homes had fallout shelters and things like that. Well, this one particular neighbor built this state-of-the-art shelter. And he was telling people all along that he was building this shelter. The neighbors could see what was happening. He could see the construction crews. He could, and they talked about all of the things that he was putting in there for creature comforts and things like that. Well, none of the other neighbors did anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, well, all of a sudden, there's a newscast that says, you know, shit's about to hit the fan.
The time is now.
Well, right. The and guy, they're all at his house at a dinner party.
Right. Everybody runs home. He and his family go into the basement and get into the shelter.
Right.
Well, a few minutes later, everybody starts to come back.
With their kids.
With their kids. Please let us in. Please let us in. And they were like, no.
No.
We built this. The specifications have just enough room for us.
Right. The we air filter. Just
enough, we have just enough provisions for us.
For the three right. of us.
Okay. So.
You had time.
If you're in that situation, you have gone through all of the things, the money, the time to build this elaborate fallout shelter, right?
Right.
And now the shit's hitting the fan. You lock yourself in. Do you open the door? Do you let them in?
No.
I don't think so either.
No.
How hard would that be, though?
And
because
and
at the end, there were three families banging on the door to get in.
Well, and in the end, they actually went and got something.
And broke the door.
And broke the door right. down.
So not only.
So now they all die.
Yeah, because not only they destroyed the shelter.
Right.
The air, the ceiling, the air tightness, I guess.
Right.
Right.
So, and then, you know, it was called off, but it's, wow, that was a very good one.
It's just one of those ones that makes you think, I mean, what would you do in that situation? I think everybody would like to think that they would be,
humanitarian and tree hugging.
No, yeah, but here's the thing.
Good neighbors.
In this situation, this guy was telling his neighbors all along.
Right.
You need to plan. You need to prepare. And they didn't.
Right.
And when it came down to it, now all of a sudden they went in.
And I think personally.
And that's how society works.
Yep.
I think it was even, I think it was rude for them to ask.
I do too.
Why? Do you think you deserve, you and your family,
right.
Deserve to get in? You know, I just thought it was rude to even, I couldn't even believe that these people are banging on the door.
Yeah.
Demanding to be let in. It was like, what is this, 2017?
Exactly. Well, they all feel entitled.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, so the moral of the story is, when you build your bomb shelter,
don't tell anybody.
Don't tell anybody.
Don't tell anybody.
And don't tell them where it's at.
Right. Be prepared to kill all of your neighbors.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Booby traps.
Put a machine gun nest out in front of it.
Right.
Yep. Mow them down as they come
near. As they come near.
Right. Hey, here's something I saw that was interesting. We watch a lot of Netflix. As a matter of fact, we have Netflix streaming online, mm-hmm. and then we also get the ones mailed to us from our queue.
Right.
Okay. Well, I saw something the other day about Netflix is doing something cool for kids, and I wondered, why can't they do that for us? And maybe they will here in the future. But kids, how they have all of these virtual video games and things like that, where they can kind of alter the way the story goes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now Netflix is putting out these kids' stories where kids can go online and alter the way the story goes.
The outcome?
Yeah, right. The outcome.
That's pretty weird. Cool.
You know, like, fork in the road.
Right.
Where, you know, if you go this way, if you go that way.
Mm-hmm. So apparently it's like you take your Netflix controller and you're able to, you know, arrow up or arrow down to decide if you want this person, instead of to walk down this road, you send them over here or, you know.
Right, or how they're
because
gonna...
if you don't send them down this road, if they're walking on the sidewalk, they get run over by a bus. Or, you know, so you can change the whole.
This is for kids thing. Now.
Right.
Oh,
right.
Well, you know, hopefully, if they walk off the sidewalk, they do get hit by a bus. So that,
hopefully,
in the movie, dark. In the story, dark. Well, Heartless. You know,
take it easy, Alice. The show's almost over. Don't start flipping your wig now. Good God!
Well, they need to
kill the
learn.
Children.
I mean, these
well,
kids
hopefully
don't.
Hopefully, they do get run over by the bus.
No, I mean, these kids don't go outside, so they don't even know how to cross a street. They don't understand.
Mom's oh, still how, on the kill all well, your neighbors for the bomb shelter.
We'll learn them. Right.
That's oh. not what I meant.
Well, this is what's going to happen, gotcha. Johnny, if you don't hold my hand crossing the road.
Right.
I'm gonna,
splat.
You're going to get run over.
Immediately.
That'll learn you.
Every
you
time.
Bastard.
It'll come out of nowhere.
Blink of an eye.
That's interesting.
See, I shouldn't tweet and try
no,
to do the sure. show at the same time.
Jeez Louise.
I get a little distracted.
The road is full of psychopaths just waiting to kill children.
Right. Driving buses.
Here's something interesting, Ty. It seems electric guitars are out of fashion. Annual sales of the instrument have plummeted from about 1.5 million a decade ago to just over 1 million today.
Well,
is it because there's a lot of guys like you that have switched from guitar to bass?
No, there's a bunch of turd hipsters that do nothing but electronic music.
Yeah, the techno. Well, is that even techno?
I
but the
know.
Whole, like, garage
garbage.
Band, you yeah. know, if you sing,
right.
you can program garage band with all these, you know, the drums and the guitar. Mm. You don't need real instruments anymore. Right. Not your computer has them.
Well, this says here that the two biggest electric guitar makers, Gibson and Fender, are in debt. And a third firm, PRS, you familiar with them? PRS Guitars?
Mm-mm.
Have had to cut staff. But still, well, there's still a million people out there buying guitars.
Yeah.
Down 500,000 from a decade ago.
I will say personally that Gibson needs to work on quality control and Fender needs to work on their image.
So, well, there you have it. Maybe that's why their sales are down.
Mm-hmm. I think your mom needs to work on her image wanting those kids to walk out in the traffic, get hit by cars. Mm-hmm. She comes across as real nice, everybody. Then she puts Johnny out in front of the bus.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Look, I am just as nice as I can be.
Hannah Claire.
To a point.
Why doesn't God like church vans?
What?
He also doesn't like trailer parks.
Yeah.
Doesn't it seem like whenever you hear like some horrific bus accident or something like that, it was a church group?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
usually.
25 nuns burned to death.
On Wednesday over in Tampa, a large tree crushed a van.
Oh no.
Jesus.
Had about five people in the van.
Oh no.
Most of them were able to get out, but one person had to be cut out.
Oh.
I think they
jaws
also,
of life,
they all
huh?
had to be survived, but it's like. We're in a church van, damn it!
Yeah. Come on!
Who said...
Where's the magic halo around this thing?
Right.
If I'm lying, let God strike me with lightning.
Yeah, right.
Hit
I'm
me
lying,
with a tree.
I'm dying.
Anyway.
Struck down.
All right, well, we're getting close to the end here, everybody.
Everybody.
Oh,
thank God my neck hurts.
So, let me... you know what?
I need to add something.
Oh, what?
Well, today...
Kill all the children.
No, God, okay. Sorry. They can live. Whatever.
This time.
No. Till they get out in the real world, and when they get run over by the bus, it's not my fault.
Maybe they'll get run over by a church bus.
Maybe they need some jeans.
Or by a Cadillac.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, who knows? Could be anything. So, there was something very significant that happened on July 7th, 1928.
Oh, Ringo's birthday.
No, that was 1940.
Oh.
Hey,
he's not.
Good job, buddy.
He's
I think
not
you got that one.
That old. And what's funny is there is a.
1928?
There is
significant.
Significant. There is a very popular saying
oh.
that everyone knows.
Shit or get off the pot.
No. But this is the greatest thing since...
Sliced bread.
And guess what?
What?
Before July 7th, 1928...
Nobody ever said that.
There was no sliced bread.
What?
July 7th, 19...
What did you do? Just rip it apart?
People were just ripping hunks off.
No, you just eat the whole loaf.
Yeah.
Just slap some butter on it.
A sandwich wasn't invented till after?
You eat two loaves of bread.
You had to slice it yourself.
Wash it down
with some cigarettes.
Was that George Wonder?
No, it was the Chillicothe Baking Company in Missouri.
Run by George Wonder?
Maybe.
Bunny?
Yes.
Bunny bread?
Described as the greatest forward step in the baking industry since bread was wrapped.
I saw something they were talking about inventions. It was 4th of July, actually. They were talking about inventions through American history.
Yeah.
And we got to a place in our history where the what is it? Where'd my grandmother work?
Oh, the patent office.
The patent office actually closed. The patent office actually closed down because they didn't think that there were going to be any more inventions.
Right.
They thought we had invented ourselves out.
In 1900, there was talk of closing the patent office.
Right.
Amazes me.
Bunch
that
of doesn't dumbasses. Amaze
me. Now look, we are right down to it. I don't even have time for our quotes.
Everybody. Okay. Oh my God.
So Hannah Claire, do you have anything you want to add right here at the end of the show? No. Do something about that hair, girl.
I'm trying.
Stephanie.
I'm working on the hair.
Okay. Ty?
Deceptive Intruder next week. Don't miss it. Do it.
Okay, everybody. I don't have anything to add other than Semper Fi, Devil Dogs, and I miss you, Mom.
Everyone love everyone.
All for one and one for all.
Balls to the wall or not at all.
All right, everybody. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show coming to you live every Friday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. We love talking to you every Friday night.
Greatest thing since sliced bread.
Since sliced bread.
Kill children.
Us and Mr. Wonder.
No, stop it.
All right, everybody. We will talk to you again next week. I hope everybody has a very safe weekend. Go out and clean up the beaches, damn it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good night. We'll talk to you next week.
My gal is red hot.
Your gal ain't do the squat.
Money, but love it, she really got a lot. My gal is red hot.
Your gal ain't do the squat.
Yes, she is. My gal is red hot.
Your gal ain't do the squat.
She ain't got a lot of money, but love it, she really got a lot.
Say, man, I got a girl with a whole lot of bread.
Yeah, I see you don't let that go right to your head. My gal is red hot.
Your gal ain't.
She ain't got a lot of money, but love it, she really got a lot. My gal can do the shimmy, she can do the boogie too. If she ain't a Jim Dandy, she's a snapperoo. My gal is red hot.
Your gal ain't doobly squat.
She ain't got a lot of money, but love it, she really got a lot.
All right. That's it.